أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها. In this ayat which we have been reading, Allah Ta'ala explains the great importance and the great position of the masajid with regard to the masajid which we commonly call the houses of Allah. That in its own, Baytullah, the house of Allah, shows the great value and importance of the masajid. Ulama have written many, many kitabs with regard to the masajid, the value of it, the position. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written a kitab, Adabul Masajid, the respects and honor of the masjid. We, as Allah explained, that to abandon the masjid, to make it empty, that there is no ibadat of Allah, what a great guna it is. On the other hand, making the masjid abad, coming to the masjid, what a great virtue it is and how important it is. In fact, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Inna awwala bayti wudi'a linnas lalladhi bi Bakka. The very first building that was on the surface of the earth, with different tafsirs of it, that the very, very first building was the Kaaba Sharif. In other words, the existence of the world is dependent on the Kaaba, on the house of Allah Ta'ala. And the house, the Kaaba Sharif, Baytullah, that is the mother of all the masajid. And we find that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat and went to Madinatul Munawwara, in fact, before reaching Madina Sharif in Quba, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just stopped over, he put the foundation of Masjid Quba. And when he went to Madina Sharif, the first worry was about the masjid. And where his camel stopped, that is the place where then he built the masjid and put the foundation for the masjid. So the masjid is a very fundamental, holds a very fundamental position in the house of a believer. In fact, in one riwayat it comes, the masajid are the houses of the believers. Our real houses are not the houses that we are living in, number so and so on so and so street. The real house of a believer is the masjid. And as it comes in the hadith, that amongst the various people who will get the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, will be amongst them are those people whose hearts were connected with the masjid. In other words, they made the masjid their home. For their necessities, they went out of the masjid to do their work. But their hearts were there, and immediately again, whenever, as soon as they can, not even really waiting for adhan time, they would return to the masajid again. The masajid are the most beloved places of Allah Ta'ala on the surface of the earth. Consequently, whoever make abad, who come to the masjid, the five times namaz, besides that more we spend time in the masjid, those people are loved by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the most hated places on the surface of the earth are the bazaars, the marketplaces, the shopping malls, etc. Unfortunately, our nature has become opposite. The shopping malls, just to even pass time, we will go to the shopping malls and the business places, and we will go in the bazaars. But we won't think of passing time in the masjid, in the house of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Or when Qiyamah will come, all the masajid will be annexed and will be taken and put into Jannah. That also shows the great value of the masajid. So the masajid, whatever comes down in the right first, or it comes down Allah's rahmat and barakat at the Kaaba Sharif, Baytullah Sharif. And from there then it is distributed to all the masajid of the world. All goodness that comes to the masajid. When we come to the masjid, we get our share of it. And therefore it is that after namazes, we should not waste time and stand around outside the masjid, wasting our time talking. We should either go back to our business places and take that barakat with us to the barakat places. Or if it is, if we are going home, take all that barakat and rahmat and protection, security, take it with us to our homes. We shouldn't let it be robbed of it by shaitan by making groups and standing around outside the masjid. The masajid are the places of Allah's rahmat. Allah Ta'ala says with regard to Baytullah Sharif, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever will enter the masjid, the Haram Sharif, will have peace and tranquility. And that is what all the other masajid. If a person just pays a little attention to his heart, he will see when he enters the masjid, he will find peace and tranquility. The masajid are those places which are like a fish in water. That when a mu'min comes to the masjid, is like a fish that has come into water. And a fish can only find peace when it is in the water. And not only half in the water, but fully in the water. And whenever it senses any danger, it will go down in deep water. Just like that should a mu'min be. Not that we run away from the masjid. Some dangers we sense and we run away from the masjid, that is not the case. On the other hand, it is said that a munafiq, a hypocrite in a masjid is like a bird in a cage. He's just waiting when I can get out of the masjid. He will be then the last to come to the masjid and the first to go out. He won't want, his heart will not be at all in the masjid. So the masajid are very, very important centers. Those who frequent the masjid, that is, who come for the five times namaz, it comes, you can give evidence that that person has got iman in his heart. And this is not just a statement, but evidence. That means under oath you can say that person has got iman. Like that, none of us can see one another's hearts. We don't know who is sincere, who is not sincere, what is in the heart. But a person who comes to the masjid, we are allowed to give evidence that that person has got iman in his heart. Which is such a great thing. The greatest thing is iman. And a person who frequents the masjid, you can give evidence that that person has got iman. So Allah Ta'ala has given the masajid a very great and honorable place. As we see in this ayat, that to stop people from the masjid, what a great wrong it is. Where Allah's rahmat, the masajid are the epicenters of the rahmat of Allah. The barakat of Allah, the protection of Allah Ta'ala, all goodness comes down in the masajid. Those who come to the masajid and we pay our due respects and respects of the masjid, we get accordingly our share of that greatness. And a person who stays away from the masjid is deprived of that goodness unless for some valid reason he's an invalid, he cannot make it to the masjid, he's so sick, etc. Or somebody is forcing him and not allowing him to come, etc. That is different. But his heart is still in the masjid. Though his body is out of the masjid, but his heart is in the masjid. Today, unfortunately, how many of us, our hearts are not in the masjid. Just one announcement comes from a non-believer, and then we abandon the masjid. We don't want to go to the masjid. What Allah and His Rasul have said, what has come in Quran and Hadith, we put all that one side. And what we see on the TV box, the shaitani box, that becomes like a law to us. More than the law of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to obey those commands more than the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So the masajid are very, very important places. They are the central places in a Muslim's life. A Muslim's life is centered around not his home, not his business, not his sports stadium, not any other place, but his the real place which a Muslim's life is centered around are the masajid. May Allah put the value of the masajid into our heart and that we respect and honor them. If we don't do that, then it is Allah's system. There is no vacuum, but unfortunately, may Allah protect us. Then we get used for stopping people, closing the masjid and stopping people from coming to the masajid. So that is the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. ta'ala then, when you did not appreciate my houses and you did not come, then Allah makes the means that such laws are passed and such things are done that the masajid are closed to us then. Allah give us tawfiq to keep the masajid abad and with the correct adab and etiquette. And the etiquette and adab of the masajid, also ulama have written great, great kitabs, how what the etiquette and the adab of the masajid are. May Allah give us all tawfiq, accept us.